Welcome to Founders, Fears, and Failures, a podcast focused on shifting the global conversation around entrepreneur mental health and well-being. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Parks. I'm an entrepreneur myself and a former therapist who now works as an executive coach for entrepreneurs. On this show, I speak with founders, investors, and other key players in the startup ecosystem all around the world about the not-so-glamorous side of entrepreneurship and how they've navigated this emotional roller coaster themselves. You too can do your part to help remove the stigma surrounding founder mental health by sharing this show with people in your network. And please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts so that more people know that they need to listen to this show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Founders, Fears, and Failures. This week's episode is a very bittersweet one. Well, more bitter than sweet to record because it is likely going to be the last episode of this podcast. I really never imagined just how much I would enjoy podcasting, but it was one of my highlights of last year in 2023. I launched this show in February and it just really helped me get through a year that was incredibly difficult. And so I'm really just so grateful for this show and grateful to all of you who have tuned in to listen. I felt so energized and inspired after every conversation I had with my guests. I met really just such inspiring entrepreneurs, such inspiring founders out there. And I, you know, it reminds me of why I like to be in this field. I just feel so energized when people are out there sharing, getting vulnerable and sharing their stories about, you know, what it's like to be human and do cool things in the world, but also showing, you know, again, the more human behind the scenes side. So I really appreciate all my guests who have come on. These conversations really renewed my passion for breaking the stigma around mental health struggles and just helping other people foster self-acceptance around mental illness and neurodivergence. So interestingly, many of the conversation I've had with guests are about how to cope when your entrepreneur life and personal life collide. And that is exactly what was going on for me behind the scenes all of last year. I just had quite a lot going on in my personal life, especially with health things. Most of you don't know this, but just a week before the podcast launched last February, I experienced a miscarriage after struggling with secondary infertility for nearly a year. It was incredibly painful. We don't talk about this kind of loss often enough in our society, and I felt really lonely. And you know, I do know women who have experienced this, but when you go through it yourself, it was shocking to me just how heartbreaking it was. And I'm so grateful again that I had this podcast because it really served as my lifeline during those first few weeks of grief after that loss. Getting the episodes out provided a source of distraction and helped to remind me of my bigger purpose and something else in my life that created meaning for me. And so I ultimately ended up pursuing IVF last year and a surgery that will hopefully help me to get pregnant sometime in the future. And again, throughout all of those months of that so many different doctor's appointments, the podcast was a great source of inspiration and motivation for me. So again, thank you. And these vulnerable conversations that I had with my guests about mental health also encouraged me to take a big, scary step to care for my own mental health. So I reached out to a psychiatrist last year and I started taking an antidepressant to manage anxiety. I've struggled with anxiety my whole life, but it was still a really difficult decision to make. I'm 100% supportive of others using medication, but as a mental health professional myself who I've been going to therapy for years, I have such a big toolkit. I have taken medication on like for short bouts of time in the past, but considering taking medication for an extended amount of time was just a huge hurdle that I had to get over in my mind. And once I did, and once the medication kicked in, all I could think about was how I wished I'd tried it years ago. Again, I've struggled with anxiety my whole life and just never realized how much extra energy I had to expend to manage it every single day. I once heard somebody describe this as like, not noticing like a fan has been on in the background your whole life. And then suddenly with the medication, it's turned off. And it's a very weird feeling. But I'm really, again, grateful for all of the people I spoke with who are just very vulnerable and candid about their mental health and the humanness that we all go through, even as we're trying to move forward in our careers. So thank you to all of you who really helped me to make that decision that made a big difference as well for me last year. Now, if I could, I'm definitely multi-passionate, ambitious person like many of you listening are. And if I could, I'd keep going with this podcast indefinitely. As I said, I loved it. It's been such a huge, important part of my life in a way I couldn't have anticipated last year. But towards the end of last year, life finally flashed a big stop sign in my face and reminded me that I can do anything, but I can't do everything. So towards the end of October, I wound up in the ER with pneumonia, and it really served as a wake-up call that I need to practice what I preach and prioritize my own self-care. Now, I really thought I was doing enough self-care, but you know, we go through different periods in life where we need different things, and my body was just telling me that I need more. So this for me is going to mean taking things off my plate and creating a more flexible schedule so I can take a nap or go on a walk during my workday, so that when my son gets sick and misses preschool and, you know, I get behind on work, it's not so overwhelming when I jump back into things and I'm really able to be there and be present with him. I'm really lucky that the career I've created for myself as an entrepreneur allows me for this flexibility, and I'm going to force myself a bit to lean into it. So I'll continue to take on coaching clients. So if you're interested in working together, please reach out via my website, melissaparks.com. I also run an online community for therapists working and living across country lines. So if you're a therapist entrepreneur, you can also come join us in the Lit community. Last thing is I've been working on a memoir for the past couple of years that I plan to publish later this year. It takes place during the decade I lived abroad in Europe and focuses on how I found self-acceptance through working with my own therapist and how I helped my own clients on their path towards self-acceptance as well. So stay tuned for more details about that. I'll have that up on my website at some point as well. I hope to be back in the world of podcasting in the future, although I can't guarantee it will be specifically under this title and format. I also can't guarantee when it will be. I have become very interested this past year as well in learning more about neurodiversity, and I anticipate that whenever I have space for a new creative project, it's going to be leaning into that area. I am, again, so grateful for all the guests who have come on the show in the past year. The show wouldn't have been possible without your vulnerability. Thank you to my listeners for tuning in. I hope you found inspiration and encouragement from the stories you've heard. And if you're just listening to this podcast for the first time, I'm sorry, but I encourage you to go back and listen to previous episodes because there are just so many great gems in each conversation. Last but definitely not least, a huge thank you to my podcast editor, Inika Kami of Zurit Solutions. I credit her for helping me to enter the world of podcasting and for helping to preserve my mental health along the way. This show 100% would not have been possible without her. So thank you, Inika. And thank you again to all of you, and please take care.